How many points do you get for the word scandale? A sidelight scandale flared in France this week after a deputy in the French National Assembly was shown during the debate over same-sex marriage playing Scrabble on his iPad. Among the words that could be deciphered in photographs were gâché, French for wasted, and moufle, which is cat or oaf. The Scrabble player, Deputy Thomas Thévenot, was unapologetic as a French politician caught with a mistress, telling La Parisienne newspaper that he was part of a group of legislators who played the word game as debate rumbled on. "I confirm that we were trying to keep our brain cells working at 3 a.m, declared Mr. Thévenot. "When we managed to get 102 points at 3 a.m, I wouldn't say we were proud of our achievements, but it does reassure us somewhat." Another deputy, Jérôme Gouget, tweeted from the assembly floor that he sometimes plays Scrabble, reads a newspaper, and phones his plumber because drawn-out debates drift and drone into what he called endless amendments and pointless discussions. "The English can vote on marriage for all in just 2 days," he complained, "while we take 10 days over nothing." By the way, the French National Assembly ultimately voted to approve same-sex marriage, 249-97. The exposed scrabbling deputies were members of the Socialist Party, which sits on the left of the chamber. Meanwhile, Marc Lefeur, a member of the more conservative Union for a Popular Movement, which sits on the right, tweeted a photo of Thomas Thévenot with the message, "Gay marriage, adoption, and surrogacy, this MP decides the fate of French children." Now, tourists who see the U.S. Congress in session are often astonished to discover representatives signing notes, thumbing emails, looking for their names in newspapers, and seeming to more or less ignore their colleague who's speaking on the floor, the way you might overlook a man on a New York subway train who's shouting something about the Mayan apocalypse. Covering any parliamentary debate might help you understand why a legislator's attention could drift. The issues are important and urgent. The legislation proposed is often intricate. Even a bill to install a traffic light can be packed with clauses and codicils. But there's rarely any mystery. Debates in legislative bodies these days aren't exchanges to change minds so much as set speeches to fire up people who already agree with you. Playing Scrabble while you wait to vote the way you know you will might seem a little flippant, but why not encourage legislators to knit something while they sit and wait? By the time they cast their vote, they could make a scarf. Distraction, you are wonderful. Distraction, you are wonderful. Distraction, you are wonderful. Distraction, you are. Who else but the Wombats? You're listening to NPR News.